Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Did you know we spend a third of our lives in bed? A third. So why would anyone settle for anything less than the best when it comes to your mattress? That's why I'm excited to tell you about the Avocado Green Mattress. When it comes to mattresses, Avocado is the MVP. Top rated by Consumer Reports 8 years running. That's longer than some NFL careers. They use certified organic materials like latex, wool, and cotton. No nasty chemicals, just pure comfort that keeps you at the perfect temperature all night long. Here's the game-changing play. Right now, you can save up to 10% on these incredible mattresses at avocadomattress.com. Plus, they give you up to a full year to try it out, and they even have easy financing options with Affirm. That's how confident they are that you will love it. Head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better. Look, we've all been there. You're traveling for work, the playoff game is on, but you're blocked from watching. NordVPN is your ultimate defense against online threats and regional blackouts. NordVPN lets you switch your virtual location, so you never miss a moment of action. And with speeds faster than a breakaway run, there's zero buffering, zero lag. But here's the game changer. NordVPN's protection is everywhere you are, using airport Wi-Fi, hotel network. Doesn't matter, they got you covered. Their threat protection feature blocks malware and phishing attempts like a pro defensive back. And talk about value. One account covers up to 10 devices. That's your phone, your laptop, your tablet, your smart TV, and on and on. The whole starting lineup. To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/Zabecast. That's nordvpn.com/Zabecast. It will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. No risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? NordVPN, the ultimate defense against online threats and regional sports blackouts. Okay, we're going to try to call Charge. She is currently out of the great white north. It is Minnesota. And he is in parts unknown in southern Utah, of all places. Hello, yo, my man.
Been too long.
You are looking live at Southern Utah?
Yes, indeed. I love Southern Utah.
How is trailer life, camper life?
Didn't bring the camper. We got we rented a cabin for the month.
And wow.
We are up at altitude. I'm up about, I would guess 5,000 feet.
The month of what? March?
Yes.
Nice. In what town?
Cedar City, Utah.
Cedar City. Do tell that you have not given up on camper life.
Don't think so, but what we don't want to do anymore is drag it 1500 miles for a week, you know,
That's camper life.
Nah, you know, we're going to do like easy shots from Minneapolis, you know, we'll do northern
weekend
Minnesota.
Shots.
Easier, more, you know, simpler stuff.
Yeah. If it was a self-contained motorhome, not a truck and a camper, would that be easier?
Yeah,
harder or the same?
It's easier until you get there, right? So then,
and then when you get there, you can't go anywhere.
That's right. Because now every time I want to go anywhere, I got to, I'm taking my house with me.
I know.
You know?
I know.
And so it's now some people that have the means will have the huge camper that you can drive, you know, bus style, and then they'll drag behind it their Jeep or something like that. And that's how you really solve that equation. But now you're in for like a quarter mil to do that right. So there's, you know, that's a pretty massive commitment.
Charge. You're figuring it out. You're doing it right with your girl. Just drive wherever you want. Get good accommodations, be it a hotel, a resort, Airbnb, and sell that camper, okay?
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say
anything.
Here
we go, kids. Okay. I don't know if we can use this because Canada is super mad at us right now.
Look, 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 look.
Oh, beauty, go.
Look, 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 Justin Trudeau.
Okay.
Hey, here's a, you know, look, I got nothing against Canada, but I'm going to call balls and strikes the way I see them. These fucking dipshits are taking American whiskey already imported ahead of the tariffs off their shelves.
That's right.
Hey,
it's a sign.
Hey,
it's
you dummies, sign. You dummies, you've already fucking paid for it. You're just going to hurt the retailer who can't sell the shit now. Come on now. It'll all sort itself out. I saw Trudeau today saying that Canadians would protest by not visiting the States. And I'm like, the fuck you will. I know how many Canadians snowbird in warm parts of the U.S. And we welcome your maple leaf dollars. You ain't sacrificing shit over this.
No, absolutely. The average Canadian, I don't think, is going to feel this at all. And I ran into a woman from Saskatchewan yesterday.
Really?
Who, yeah, she kind of talked my ear off about her daughter, who was in a 14-year-old who's a some kind of ace rodeo star. And she's so
is she a barrel racer?
She's a roper.
Oh, real? A girl roper?
14-year-old girl roper. So she's, you know, this is a bit where you're riding on the horse. You have to lasso the calf in front of you, right? You know, you got to spin the lasso over your head, throw it out, get it around the neck of the calf. And then when you get the calf, you got to jump off the horse and then go, you know, wrap it up by the legs. Yes. I mean, this is, you know, that's hardcore shit. She's a 14-year-old girl. Impressive.
I know this. Her boyfriend's going to need a safe word. That's all I'm saying. That is a tough girl right there. She,
One of your best lines of the year right there.
All right.
Okay. Other than the fact that she's 14, someday.
I said someday. Exactly. Yes, all right. Yes. So we have got plenty to talk about today, including Devontae to Zero, new headphones, who dis, Saquon's new money, Sam I Am, you ain't getting the tag, Jimmy Johnson, IRS layoffs, and my plea to save something that is cherished to me that is in grave danger with 3 weeks left. But first, without getting into any of that, I need to hear about Whiskey Weekend, Roman numeral what?
Well, 17 is a
nice.
Unbelievable 17 years of this. So I think most of your listeners know already, but I'm going to run you through the rules on
reset
this, on this
it
game.
Please, this is a retreat of how many men?
12 men
to a resort in northern Minnesota.
Yep.
In which,
every February,
right? And you shun electronics.
Yes,
you shun them. You don't ban them, but you shun them. It is to gather, it is to play board games, it is to talk and connect as men and sample whiskey and do it in a competitive blind taste test to determine who is the best whiskey that year.
That's, you've hit all the salient points. You know it well. The only thing I'll add is you can't bring a whiskey that's ever come before.
Right.
And so this was, it's, you know, we're fortunately the whiskey business has gotten so big. There's an unlimited number of variants and, you know, we continue to find good stuff, but yes. Yeah, so this was, it was year number 17. And this year I decided I was frustrated because two of the last 3 years, the bottle I brought, which is excellent because I have outstanding taste in whiskey.
Of course.
Has finished second to last two of the last 3 years.
So an early exit, as humiliating as you getting knocked out of a guillotine league early, because you're the guy that invented guillotine leagues. How humiliating, but it's fantasy.
Correct. Exactly. I can't do that. And this was, and here's the real reason, not just that I finished second to last, but everybody ends up loving the whiskey. And when your bottle gets eliminated, then you can just start drinking that bottle, right? So when the whiskeys that I brought have gotten knocked out the second bottle out two of the last 3 years, everybody's pounding it and they love it. And I'm like, why didn't you vote for it? If you loved it, you're drinking it all weekend and they're knocking this bottle down like 2 hours after it's knocked out. They're like, they're hammering the bottle. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. You just voted against it. Which is it?
Tell us what bottle that was the last 2 years. So those who might want to sample it will take a taste.
Yes. Three years ago, it was Evan Williams Single Barrel, which is an affordable, very good, like for $30, $35. It's very, very good. And I've been a fan of it. Then 2 years ago, Penelope Toasted. Oh, fantastic bourbon. It's smooth. It's warm. It's caramely. It's wonderful. Finished second to last. So this year I'm bringing my Old Forester 1920, which is probably just like my favorite daily, as they say, daily. I don't drink every day, but daily whiskey. It's, Fred, it's one of sipper. Fred's all-time favorites too. Right. Yes. The old daily sipper. So I'm like, okay, it's going to do great. Everybody loves it. It's going to be great. It's going to be good. But just to make sure, I'm going to change the system. We had always used a March Madness style bracketing system in which bottles were just randomly seeded 1 to 12. So this time instead, I added a whole precursor to it, Zabe, where I said, we're going to pre-taste all of these in a head-to-head style, but we're going to keep track of how many votes they get. And that will be the seeding, so that if some bourbon gets knocked out, like 0 to 12, it will be seeded last. And if a bourbon were to score 12 to 0, it would be the number one seed. And then, so I added a whole round on top of this thing to try to make sure that my excellent whiskey, Old Forester 1920, would have a fair shake.
Fair sounds
it
like you're
second
sounds
to last.
No, the humanity. So in other words, you rigged it just for your thing and it still lost.
It's still lost and everybody still hammered that bottle as it got knocked out. Everybody's hammering that bottle and everybody loves it and they voted against it. I can't.
Now, I have a theory. You want to hear my theory?
I do.
And this is just a possibility. Maybe they don't like you.
Well, they don't know it's my bottle. It's all anonymous.
Oh, okay.
So that you don't know whose bottle you're drinking.
Okay, so all right, so it can't be that they're voting against you out of spite.
That's right.
Okay,
that's
all right, good. Right. I wanted to control for that because I know there's a phenomenon with my banger rejoin every day on the radio show that when I submit a banger, if it's a good song that most people would consider a banger, when they know it's from me, they like to vote against me. They want to see me lose because there's a Twitter poll for the song after the thing. So there is a phenomenon that's out there where people just want to vote against you, even if they like you and listen to your show.
That's right. They want to stay. They love everything you have. They resent your success and they love your show. And that's probably
but they
pretty
want to keep,
fair.
They want to keep me humble. They don't want to admit that maybe I can pick a banger or two. Or they will say, well, somebody gave you this. You didn't pick this out yourself. You don't have this on any of your playlists and any of your music services. You don't even know who this is. You never listen to them. I'm like, so what? Is it a fucking
That's
banger
not
or not?
That's not the point. It's not, right. It has nothing to do with it. You don't have to necessarily like it or dislike it. That has nothing to do with it,
right.
I think.
So the winner Whiskey Weekend, drum roll.
Have you heard yet? Do you already know? Because I posted it on social media when it went down.
I do know. Tell the people.
Blanton's. Now, You and I have a history with this.
With Blanton's. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. So you want to tell the story?
I'll tell the story real quick. So during the pandemic, our friend Fred Mittick sent us some samples to do a online, a video streamed whiskey tasting blind. And he sent us three bottles. And one of them was Blanton's. And I remember tasting it. And I tasted it next to a bourbon I really liked, which was a small bourbon out of Michigan called Whiskey Whips and Corsets. Very spicy, mm-hmm. very lively whiskey. And when it came to the Blanton's, which I did not know was Blanton's, which as anyone who has a casual knowledge of whiskey knows, is the sought-after douchebaggy, oh my God, dude, I got some Blanton's. You got Blanton's? That's amazing. And it's got a little tiny horsey on top, and you can collect them all. They have letters on them to complete the B-L-A-N-T-O-N-S. Okay, great. Very expensive as well on the secondary market. When we got to the Blanton's and I tasted it, I said, This C bottle that you sent us, you know, ABC. It's like, who forgot to bring the flavor?
The flavor, yes.
who forgot to bring the flavor here? It was very tame. And then Fred revealed it, and the gasps of horror.
Yes.
It's the vaunted Blanton's. And I said, wow, yes. Well, you can't spell bland without Blanton's.
Okay. So
now my palate has done nothing to dent the popularity of this very rare breed of whiskey from the Buffalo Trace Distillery.
That's right. That's right. In which I'd rather have just plain Buffalo Trace.
Now Buffalo Trace is an excellent whiskey. It's a $70 bottle retail. It's no big deal price wise. Not a big allotment of it. I don't see it in my stores a whole lot. So it's not super commonplace, but I love the logo, and I've got an actual barrel from Buffalo Trace Distillery in my basement, which was a gift from somebody who was able to source it. Probably about a $400 or $500 thing, a used barrel that is a decor piece in my basement.
Yes. Now, the one thing I'll say in Blanton's defense, the Blanton's was the last thing we tasted. The second thing we tasted was powerful. Ooh. It was a rye, an apricot. It was a rye that was in
flavored rye,
not flavored, but it had been aged in apricot sherry casks.
Yeah, that's flavored. And I think.
Yeah, well, but no, not flavored like Fireball. It's flavored with cinnamon, right? And so, I mean, that was an extraordinary, like, that was like, bam, this is in your face. And then the Blanton's came on and we were like, there's not much here. So
you're saying you think it might have won because it was opposite something very unique and spicy and fiery?
It won because the palate of our guys is very mainstream, and Blanton's is a mainstream bourbon.
Look,
and
it's a great bourbon. It's
also do well.
Yeah, it's a great bourbon, and it's right down the middle. It's a 99 mile an hour fastball on the outside black. It's not complicated, but it gets batters out.
That's right.
Hard to
hit.
Exactly. So I saw the photo that you took. I love this weekend that you do. One day I aspire to be invited to be a last second fill in. I know with only 12 guys, it's got to be very tough to crack that cabal, but
it is tough to crack. we had a last minute fill in I want to tell you about this year.
All right. Well, one thing. So I want to be part of it someday, and I'm not going to tell you how to run your thing because you've done it for 17 years. And it doesn't need my help. But goddamn it, Church, if you don't create some podium out of wood with some brass plaques and some engraving, you're going to fucking drive me nuts. You just line the bottles up and you don't even put numbers in front of them. Nothing. We need a little bit of formality. I want you to build something you place the bottles on, my friend.
Okay? I got you. Like an Olympic pedestal at the end.
Yes. Yes. Would be nice. Maybe I'll have somebody good with woodworking work you one up, and they'll send it as a donation. Great. One of my listeners.
I would love that. Okay. I would love that. So, I needed to support 12 bottles. If it wouldn't be too much trouble.
All right, no problem. So who was the last second fill in? Fran Tarkenton.
So no, but and I can't use
Kent
his name.
Kent Herbeck.
Kent Herbeck. Oh, I know. Although Kent and I know each other.
I'm trying to think. Okay. I'm trying to think of famous Minnesota athletes of all time. Yes.
Kirby Puckett is dead. Let's not use him.
I know. Bud Grant is dead. Can't use
this
him.
This was not a Minnesotan. Okay. So, and I'm not going to use his name.
Oh.
He is a literal billionaire who his side hustle is magic. So he made his fortune another way that I'm not going to say what it was, but he made his fortune another way as the founder of a company. It's a totally self-made guy. His uncle was a professional magician in like the 40s and 50s. And he grew up in a magic household and he learned magic growing up. And he's always stayed connected to the magic industry. And one of the things that he did as we were wrapping up Sunday night, we're wrapping the whole thing up. He went to this lodge, has got like this ratty old beat up deck of cards. And he did an hour of close up card magic and then told us how he did all the tricks. And it was fucking awesome.
Wow.
It was, man, to have it like right in front of you, to have a professional grade magician doing this amazing stuff.
And you still couldn't suss it out on your own.
We still couldn't figure it out when it was happening 3 feet in front of us. And we still can't tell how it's happening. It was amazing. Amazing. Yeah. So, hold on.
He's a billionaire with a side hustle. You don't need a side hustle.
It's a side
when you're
interest.
A billionaire.
Yes, correct, correct. He flew his private plane into town, into Brainerd, Minnesota, to arrive. Shows up in a limo,
of course, you know,
and
this
has
is how you roll.
Take all of his luggage out and everything else. And now for next year, he's already decided that he's going to upgrade our lodge. And so we're working on finding new and better accommodations for next year.
So how does this guy know you?
Connected to one of our other attendees.
Oh, okay.
Who works with him at his company. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'd love to have a billionaire friend. I do not.
No kidding. I don't either.
Well, billionaire friend who's not a douchebag.
Well, that would help.
A billionaire friend who doesn't mind hanging out with thousandaires for a week.
You know, how many billionaires have you interacted with in more than just passing in your entire life?
None to my knowledge. They would have to be sports owners, and I've met a few, but I can't say that I've had any really interactions with them.
Right. Same here. I spent 3.5 days with a billionaire. I don't think I've ever spent more than a few minutes with billionaires in the past. I spent a few minutes with Mark Cuban once. I spent a few minutes with, the owner of the Vikings, but not in any real time.
The old Zigster. Speaking of Cuban, how come he sold the Mavericks, who are now in absolute flames?
Free fall. Yes.
Unbelievable. Why would he, as a basketball junkie who made his money founding broadcast.com just so he could listen to Indiana basketball games, his alma mater, on the internet back in 94 when the internet was barely even a thing, why would he sell the Mavericks? I heard crypto losses.
That's what I saw on Twitter, but I don't know that that's true. And that he apparently he needed the money.
Yeah.
Now he didn't sell all of it. He's still a minority owner, so he couldn't give it up completely. But
right, but he might as well just be a fan because he had to sit there with a front row seat and watch this new dipshit owner, Dumont, this Vegas guy who married into the Vegas money for the Adelson family, and is apparently incompetent, hire Nico Harrison to burn the team to the fucking ground like he had a vengeance. And now with Kyrie out with a ACL tear, they're going to shut AD down because there's no point in having AD go 1-on-5 and try to fight their way uphill in the postseason. So the whole season is in flames. And some would say this is what happens when you don't keep your karma shiny, that you make a dumbass trade like that, all the bad shit's going to come to you.
It's the Herschel Walker trade of the NBA, right? I mean, this is it's the worst trade in the. We don't know how it's going to play out.
I think it's the worst trade in sports since Babe Ruth was traded for the rights to No No Nanette, the play, the musical, and whatever else. Seriously, because the NBA is all about stars and players who can move jerseys, and Luka was that exciting dude, and he just happened to be white. Which, let's not be racist here. People, white guys like black players just fine, but they like a white superstar a little bit more because it looks like one of us. We're like, hey, our guys could play this game, you know, even though he is European.
I do not agree with that part, but I'll say this. I think we liked that he was doughy. He looked like a schlub. Right. He looked like us. And we're like, there's no way he should be draining 28-footers.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I think that was a lot of the appeal for him. And when he took down my Timberwolves, he didn't do it single-handedly, but it was largely him in the Western Conference Finals last year. All you could do is just look at the guy and just go, well, he's just better. He's just so good. And couldn't even really complain about the loss.
Yeah. So Cuban had to sell the team that he loved for the sport that he loves because of crypto losses, maybe, probably, who knows. Then his candidate, Kamala, loses. He's got glasses that make him look like Rachel Maddow now. And this dipshit GM has burned his franchise to the ground, not just in terms of on the court, the credibility with the fans. Fans are super pissed. And the entire vibe of everything that it was to be a Mavericks fan is no longer, and he had to sit there and watch it as a minority partner with no power. Holy shit. Well, what an epic all-time negative slide spiral for a guy who's a billionaire.
Well, okay, there's this, though. In some regards, he looks better now because he assembled a competitive playoff, playoff team.
He looks better, Charge, but that's hindsight. That's when you're turned around looking behind you. He has to sit here in the here and now. He is a billionaire with what going on. His life, I bet you, is deeply.
Oh, he's got a lot going on. Come on, man. He's invested in hundreds and hundreds of companies. It's not like there's not enough for him to do and fill his day. He's not puttering around the old folks' home.
No, but I'm telling you, he was all in on Kamala, and he loved basketball, and he loved the Mavericks, and that shit's burned to the ground. And Trump's in office and the Maddow glasses. No, he's down. He's down bad. He's down real bad right now. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Hey, everybody. El Baldo here. Look, I know what you're thinking. Pretty ironic having me talk about hair loss prevention, right? Well, my hairline is long gone. Maybe there's still hope for yours. In fact, I think there is. Let me tell you, if I'd known about Hims back in the day, who knows? I could have been a player, Jerry. Maybe I wouldn't be rocking the chrome dome now. But here's the deal. Hair loss isn't fun to talk about, but Hims makes dealing with it incredibly easy. No awkward doctor visits, no uncomfortable conversations. Just answer a few questions and their medical providers will determine if the treatment is right for you. They've got everything from chewable tablets to sprays and serums using clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can help regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. And get this, they'll ship it right to your door for free if prescribed, all for one low price. No insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/zabe. That's hims.com/zabe Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo for your personalized hair loss treatment options. That's hims.com/Zabe. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Hey everybody, Zabe here. It seems like every day there's more attention on crypto as headlines talk about digital assets reaching new milestones. Well, with only 21 million Bitcoin to ever exist, it's designed to be scarce. And that scarcity can mean real staying power. My friends at CoinFlip Preferred believe that stepping into the crypto world should be simple, secure, and on your terms. That's why they pair you with a dedicated crypto expert who guides you through every step, from your very first transaction to the more advanced solutions. Plus, CoinFlip is a registered money services business and does not custody funds, so you stay in control and protected. With nearly a decade of collective experience, CoinFlip Preferred's client managers know this space inside and out. Ready to explore the world of digital assets with confidence? Visit coinflip.tech/Zabe or use promo code Zabe, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo for 50% off transaction fees. Valid one per customer until May 30th, 2025. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job post seen on other sites, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. Want to know how fast Indeed really is? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring Indeed is all you need. Okay, Davante to zero. The Jets have cut Davante Adams. He went for a first and a second from the Raiders as recently as three seasons ago. Man, these wide receivers lose value quicker than a sports car.
It's the whole market on draft picks has changed dramatically. It is hard to get value for picks. Look at Debo Samuel, who is probably 6 years younger, 7 years younger, 8 years younger. I don't know, something like that.
Debo's 20 pick. No, Debo's 28. Devontae's 33. I'll look it up.
Okay. All right. So let's call it 5 years then. 5 years younger.
Devontae's 32.
Okay.
Debo Samuel. He is 29.
Oh, all right. So tighter than I thought. Okay.
I was mostly wrong. $100 if you can name, if you can tell me what Debo's real name is. Go.
Devorius.
Not a bad guess. Tyshon Raekwon. Samuel.
Wow.
Senior.
How do you end up with Debo out of that?
Just pick the coolest nickname instead of having to go by Tyshon Raekwon. It could have been June Bug. Or you know, could have been pick a nickname. Any nickname.
That you get as a kid and nobody knows why. I have a friend named Cricket. Nobody knows why. She was just really? Cricket. They called her Cricket as a baby.
According to the internet, his father Galen gave him the nickname because he was always taking things from others as a toddler. The nickname came from the character in the 95 classic Friday. Debo. Yeah. Debo is a cult classic about a neighborhood bully who takes what he wants. Debo. Tiny Lister was known as Debo. So there you go. Anyway, so he goes down to zero, and the Packers are probably going to have to do the same thing with Jaire Alexander.
Yeah. Now, how about that?
Yeah. Now, this is where I have ruffled some Packer fan feathers, because there's a certain percentage of the fan base, Charge. I'm not sure if you're aware of this as a Viking fan. You probably are. There's a certain percentage of the fan base that thinks the Packers can never be wrong or do wrong.
And
unfortunate externalities that happened to the Packers were most certainly not their fault.
That is correct.
They are the ones that we like to call the residents of Entitled Town. Not Title Town, but Entitled Town, which is, we are the chosen ones in the NFL. We don't make mistakes. I said, and I firmly believe this, the Packers fucked up on this because they gave Jaire the most money of any corner in the league when he signed his deal 2 years ago. And he is 28 years old, so he's got a good chunk of good football left, in my opinion. And they somehow ran themselves into a corner where they're not going to be able to find any compensation for him, and they're going to have to cut him. You don't want to cut a Pro Bowl cornerback who had 5 picks in a season and, when healthy, is a lockdown guy for nothing. That means you've misplayed your hand. Either have him, pay him, and keep him and have him be happy and produce for you, or get off of him for a good price sooner rather than later. So they screwed up on this. I'm not mad about it. I'm not screaming from the rooftops, but this is an L, in my opinion. Your thoughts.
Number one, a frequent Steve Zabin fill-in host when you were gone is my dear friend Dave Sinekin.
Yeah.
And Dave is the guy you just described. Every move the Packers make is a brilliant move with a player who cannot miss, and until they're off the team, at which point they were garbage. They were always garbage, and it was never the Packers' fault that the player didn't work out. It was always the player's fault, and you know, wherever they go now is never going to work out. And yes, and
yeah, so they quickly turn. They quickly turn to say, "Fine, good. See you later. See you later, Jaire. Selfish,
yes.
Injured." Doesn't play hard. Me first guy. Get out. We're the Green Bay Packers.
Yes. But to your point, though, I mean, you committed so much money to him. And granted, you got virtually nothing for 2 years. But it's a sunk cost fallacy. Now, you know, if you're going to get even less, you're just going to release him because nobody's going to inherit that contract on a trade. Probably. I assume nobody's going to. And you're at this point, you may as well just ride this thing out and see if he can't be the player that he was. I don't think he's a bad player. He might be a bad guy. I don't think he's a bad player. And I would see if you couldn't find ways to get good reps out of him going forward. It wouldn't be the last time that a player has resurrected their career with a team in which they were not in a good spot with. It can happen.
Well, you have to then engage in diplomacy with the player who is reluctant to be there. And I think that's Jaire. And you have to be willing to absorb the dreaded off-season distractions when Jaire, if you say, no, we love Jaire, we look forward to him getting that D healthy, and we fully believe he's going to be big in our plans to pursue a Super Bowl next year. If you go that route and you just put blinders on and you sell crazy, so to speak, to pretend to other teams, we're not getting out of the Jaire business. Hell no, we couldn't pry. Wild horses couldn't drag him out of the building. We love this guy. You have to then endure when he misses some stupid minicamp. And you have to endure some tweet. Or you have to endure this kind of, you know, off-season, all the drama and ESPN talking about it. And some teams don't like to have that. You know, it's kind of hard because of the environment the NFL is that generates narratives and storylines and non-traversies, as I call them, out of nothing.
Yes, non-traversies. That's very good. Is that yours? Is that a Zabin original right there?
I think I'm the only one that said it. A controversy that really isn't a non-traversy, although somebody probably has thought of it.
But that's the NFL news cycle right there. We love to take a small story, blow it up big because it's the NFL. Yeah. That's what we do. We love that. Now, let me ask you this about Ben.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on, wait. Before we get away from Davante Adams completely, is there any talk in Green Bay of him coming back home?
There is some. I got all, you know, jazzed up for the notion of it as soon as the offseason hit. And I said, just go do it. It'd be fucking great.
Yeah.
I'm cooling on it now just a bit.
Why is
that?
I just
don't know. You know, he's not super fast, was never super fast. He separates like a motherfucker, which is great.
He does. He's so good.
Yeah.
That way.
It just, it seems like once you've moved on, keep moving on would be my thought. It also doesn't seem to be a goody type of move, but who knows? Who knows? We'll see. Part of what's driving, I think, a lot of these wide receiver things is that they're getting more plentiful and cheaper out of college. There's more college product being flooded yes. into the draft market. So why pay for a guy, you know?
Yeah, it would all depend on what he wants to make, right? Obviously, he shouldn't be making what he had been making. But on the right deal, I love the narrative. And the fact of the matter is, these young Packer receivers, nobody's been able to get above like a B minus B kind of grade. None of them look like they're going to be the kind of receivers who change games, that make other teams game plan around.
Exactly.
They're all good. None of them are good enough. And so, you know, Adams would walk into that room and he would be probably still, at least for 1 year, the best receiver on the team.
Yeah. Can we agree that basically if Malik Nabers had a half competent QB, people would be like, yeah, Justin Jefferson, is he still playing the league? Because people would be drooling. You know, if Brian Thomas Jr. didn't have to endure the shit he did in Jacksonville this year on a 1,200 yeah. yard, 10 touchdown season with a bunch of shit. He had to have fucking the Patriots cast off the Alabama product throwing balls for half the year. Why am I blanking on his name? Quarterback. For the Jaguars. End of the season. Big stiff. Mac Jones. He had Mac you, Jones yes. throwing to him.
That ain't good.
And still had a very productive season. Okay, Sam.
He's great. I love he's the prototype for the receiver nobody knows about who is awesome. And you know, unless you're a fantasy nerd, basically you don't know who Brian Thomas is. He's great.
Right. All right. Now we get to the franchise tag list. Go ahead, grab a milk. It's going to take a while. The list includes T. Higgins and Chiefs guard Trey Smith.
That's it.
That's the list. Sidebar question, Charge. Is two things a list, yes or no?
Yes.
I'm not sure it is. I think you need three for a list.
Is it a group?
I think it's a coupling. I think for a list, we can agree one thing is not a list, right?
No, that's even if it has a header like above it, like
no
things to get from the grocery store colon, and you write a line underneath that, and then you write one period milk. I don't think that counts as a list anymore.
Right? Okay. It's the fewest tags since 2006, when then Bills cornerback Nate Clements was the only player franchised. So that list does not include Sam Darnold. Why not?
Because the Vikings are going to start J.J. McCarthy as their starting quarterback. That is all but locked in. That is like a 90-95% chance that J.J. McCarthy is going to be starting quarterback. So the only reason then to franchise him at over $40 million a year, right? So really expensive. The only reason to franchise Sam was so that you had trade leverage so you could try to get something for him from a team like Pittsburgh or Las Vegas that needed a quarterback and weren't in striking range to get one in the draft. So then you had to have already know you have a trade partner, because you can't sign him to you can't put this franchise tag on somebody at $40 million, blow up your cap, and then find out no team's going to give you even the third round pick that you can get for Sam in compensatory value if you just let him walk in free agency. So roll all that together, and they could not. They couldn't franchise him, and he will not be the starting quarterback. And furthermore, I don't believe that he'll be on this Vikings roster. They're saying today that they'd like to work with him on a deal to keep him in Minnesota, but the reality is, Sam would have to have they'd have to sign him to a backup deal. And if you're Sam Darnold, your pathway to become getting the $100 million paycheck is to go to Pittsburgh and go to Las Vegas, go have a good season, and then get a 4-year, you know, $160 million deal.
So in other words, he's going to have to prove it all over again.
He's going to have to prove it all. Oh, that's exactly right. All over again.
This
only because he bombed those last two games.
The last two games. They were just it was that girl that you were in love with, you saw out at a bar in a club, and then you go out on a date for brunch, and daytime new girlfriend was ugly. What? Who is she? Like, what am I doing here? Brutal. That I feel bad for the guy. I really do, because he had a hell of a season right up until the very fucking end.
And it was so bad.
It's a tough sport.
And it was on him. Most of it was on him.
Yeah. All right, real quick, Saquon, 2-year deal, your thoughts? Two extra years on the back end. So it's just, you know, cap maneuvering. Roseman's great. Smart move.
Smart move. He was everything you could have hoped for and more. And he's still got some juice left in the tank, and he's proved that sometimes paying for a running back is just, it makes sense. You know, a lot of people slammed the Eagles for signing him when they did, for how much they did, because running, you thought you didn't have to pay anything for running backs.
Right.
And maybe this draft class will make it look like you don't have to, but it's still, you know, he was so integral to that team and that offense that it made sense to reward him. I don't think they're going to regret it in the long run.
Jimmy Johnson retiring from Fox's pregame show. You going to miss him?
Not even a moment. I was thinking about this, Abe. Tell me, for 30 years, he was on the Fox pregame show. Tell me one thing that he said that you remember.
I don't know. Nothing, basically. None of these guys say anything that you're really going to remember. It's an overpaid chuckle fest for these fucking six guys now. Between Menifee, Bradshaw, Howie, Jimmy, Gronk, and Strahan. Six guys.
Six.
Six. Seven if you include Glazer.
Yeah, who gets his own, you know, he gets his own like segment twice during the show. Terry's had a great run. It's time,
it's
Terry.
It's over.
It's time. You know, you've been in the limelight for 40, 50 years. It's time, Terry.
All right. You ready to have your mind blown? Do you have a good seatbelt around your brain right now and get it all taped up?
I'm going to sit down right now. Yeah.
You know how old Jimmy Johnson is, right?
No.
Take a guess.
Okay. When he won the Super Bowl, he was probably 45, and that was over 30 years ago. It's going to turn out that he's like 75, isn't it?
81.
Dang.
And
wow.
And if I told you that he is only 1 year younger than Jerry Jones, would you believe me?
Oh, man.
Jerry Jones is 82. Jimmy Johnson is 81.
Wow.
In a million years, you would never say that, right? Jerry looks like he's 90. Jimmy looks like he's 75.
Is it just the hair? No, is it just the freaking hair?
It's the hair, the cherubic face. And Jimmy's been, you know, every time he's not on TV stealing money for a one-hour pregame show, he's on a boat in Florida. Jerry's drinking Johnny Walker Blue and trying to stay out of paternity lawsuits down there in Dallas. It's a harder life.
And one of them has had surgery to mask the age.
I know, and it hadn't worked.
It didn't work.
All right, I'm going to end on this. A different piece of music to end on, Charge. This is the great Canadian artist, Sarah McLachlan. Sorry, Sarah, that our countries are at odds right now. We'll work this out, though. Relax, okay? I play this song because it's reminiscent of the Sarah McLachlan SPCA Adopt a Dog ads.
Oh, yeah, those are tough.
And it was designed to make you feel very sad.
Yep, it worked.
Well, hopefully this will work for me. I have a cause that is very near and dear to my heart that is in danger of maybe never, ever returning. And that is my version of Zabe Vegas. You were at the last one pre-pandemic 2019. We did a little mini live show. We had a Papa Shot concert. It was glorious. Thank you for coming for that. I've not been able to stand the promotion up ever since. Vegas has changed a ton. We've talked about that ad nauseum, but I'm going to at least go out there. I need two people who can play golf, because I do play golf out there on this trip. And we have something called the Hope for Lamar Classic, which is a silly little two-day mini tournament at Ballyhie Golf Course, which is right at the south end of the strip. And it was stood up when Lamar Odom was in a coma after that brothel incident that nearly left him dead. And we jokingly made a trophy with a McFarlane action figure of Lamar Odom inside a plexiglass tube. And we joked that we were going to raise money to give hope for Lamar and his recovery. And we raised money by just dropping a dollar into a bucket on one of the holes. We raised like $11 a year. But it was great. And it was one of my happiest trips of the year. Play golf, watch the Sweet 16. Well, I've got four guys that are not in my core group of friends, but they're going to become a core group of friends who are committed to going out and playing golf. I've got two tee times at Bally High, Friday the 29th, Saturday the 30th. No, Friday the 28th, Saturday the 29th of March. Mm. That's the Sweet 16 weekend. I have a buddy in my foursome. I need two guys who can promise me they will post at 7 a.m. to play golf. That's all I need. If I don't get that in the next week and a half, then guess what? Zay Vegas ends.
No.
It dies.
No.
Forever. Oh. For just 36 cents a day. And for two... I'm begging you, people. I'm pleading. All right. Charge, enjoy your month out there.
We'll talk next week.
Yeah. Okay, good. I would love to do that. Yeah. Are you going to go to Zion National Park?
Almost certainly at some point we will, yes. And Bryce Canyon and Snow County or something. There's so many parks here. It's nuts. Yes.
You know what you're getting back home in Minnesota right now is a blizzard.
They're getting pounded with sneet right now as we speak. It is a sneet emergency in Minnesota.
All right, Charge. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, buddy.
You're the best. Bye-bye.
Weep not for the memory.
St. Vegas, I need you. Just two guys, please. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.